There are loads of hiking groups in New Hampshire. Groups for women, families with young kids, birders. A quick search on Facebook will turn up one or more that fits your style. The Over the Hill Hikers Club has been climbing New Hampshire's mountains since 1979, back when the group's schedule was still mailed out by hand. Word of mouth's Virginia Prescott recently took a hike with the club and came back with plenty of stories to tell.
Is there any kind of fitness test that people have to pass in order to be in the Over the Hill Club?
Just be able to hike your own hike and return on feet. that's the best advice.
That's Tracy Ripke. I met up with her and a bunch of hikers early on a Thursday morning at the town library in Sandwich. Then we piled in and carpooled up to the Guinea Pond Trailhead, just off the bumpy Sandwich Notch Road.
Where we hike, this is a bad part of the road, where we hike.
For the record, I do not consider myself over the hill yet. But like the pun of its title, this hiking club does not take itself too seriously. There are no dues or cabinet positions or even leaders among the 100-plus people currently on its mailing list. Tracy, however, did serve in the military for decades. And when we arrive at the trailhead, she's clearly comfortable taking charge.
Today's route is an out and back, so you can choose your pace and your distance however you're comfortable. But please enjoy, and let's get moving.
It's about 2.5 miles up two trails to reach Black Mountain Pond, and another 2.5 back. About 18 over-the-hillers are packed up and ready to go. I grab a bottle of water and start up the woody path with 81-year-old Milan McNall.
I am not a conqueror of mountains. I like the process, not the... I'm not a destination hiker.
Just up the way is Henry Metzger. He used to be a marathoner and has hiked all of New Hampshire's 4,000-footers. But now, at a spry 85 years old, Henry picks hikes for pleasure, not endurance.
So you were never a peak bagger kind of guy, as they call it.
I did one round, and that was enough. Then I wanted to. There are some 4,000-footers that where you don't have a view at all because it's overgrown or whatever. And I had no interest in just doing it over and over again. But there's some people who they have the feeling it keeps them young or younger.
What do you think?
Well, it does. I think there's no question about it.
About 10 years ago, the Over the Hill hikers split into three separate groups based on pace and level of difficulty. Today, I'm walking with the B group, those unafraid of a good hike, but who tend to stay off the more formidable presidentials. They've got a list they call 52 with a view. Mountains like the Moats, Welch and Dickey, Monadnock and more. An alternative to the 48 4,000-footers that peak baggers itch for.
I grew up with mountains in the Adirondacks, where it was my father who would take us on trips. My mother did not care for it very much.
After the hike, I spoke with Sue Spears. She is 88 years old.
And then I married into the White Mountains. So far, what did we do for our honeymoon? We went to Mount Katahdin.
The Over the Hill Hikers Club got its start way back in 1979. Sue joined about 10 years later after her husband and hiking partner broke his ankle in a car accident.
But some friends down the road said, hey, come with us, the Over the Hill Hikers.
Back then, the group was kind of caught up in peak bagging. They'd throw parties for members who managed to climb all of the state's 4,000-footers. They even had a club song set to the tune of Oh My Darling Clementine.
Crazy hikers, every Tuesday they do climb, knocking off 4,000-footers, marching always in a line.
Any member who bagged all 48 would be honored with their own verse.
Do you have a verse, Sue?
I have a verse, unfortunately, since, among other things, I taught school for a lot of years, and among other subjects, I taught Latin. So that my verse was in Latin, and I don't know it by heart.
The group was founded by Sandwich resident Dot LaPointe. But hikers like Sue say it was a woman named Lib McGregor Bates that turned the Over the Hill Hikers into an institution.
She was really the den mother who organized the group. And for, I think, close to 15 years, she was the one who would help people make out the schedule, who would type it all up, mail it all out. And she was the real spirit of the group.
Lib died peacefully in 2011 at her home in Center Sandwich. It was a bit of a small-town coincidence that her home would later be purchased by none other than Tracy Ripke, who, in addition to inheriting a home, has since picked up Lib's mantle as den mother of the Over the Hill Hikers.
Well, I want to make sure everybody's doing well. I want to make sure everyone has, you know, their water, their food, that they're feeling good, and just enjoying the time.
Is that the pond?
That's Guinea Pond.
It's an 80-degree summer day, but shady on the trail, and I am certainly enjoying my time away from the studio, even as we're forced to navigate wide patches of ankle-deep mud.
Going through a little bit of a monkey spot.
My bigger challenge is that the hikers have drifted into factions, so I have to pick up the pace to catch up with some of the speedier group members.
All right, I'm going to go catch up with some other hikers.
Thank you.
Eventually, the trail splits, and I catch up with Carl McNall and Jean Knox. Jean and her husband Dick moved to Sandwich after living 34 years in Boston.
And I love Boston, but if you move to Boston, that's fine, but nobody gets excited because everybody moves to Boston for jobs and for, you know, for 100 different reasons. When you decide to up and, you know, move your entire life to a place like Sandwich, people realize that that is special and they really welcome you.
Everyone that I talk to point to the camaraderie and sense of community and support that the club provides. They say it's a great way to make new friends or to safely explore new trails. I'm also told that it's a good feeder for town gossip, though they're all pretty discreet around the guest hiker holding a microphone. There's a kind of familiarity among them. And they're funny, like Carl and Jean, who do a kind of chummy stand-up routine when they stop to look over a map.
We're heading all the way to Josie's Bridge.
Don't give me this wee stuff. I'm turning around shortly.
This would be a very nice loop to go. Come in where we are now, go up the Bead Trail, and then come down.
On a cooler day.
Okay. And then you come out at Mead Base.
So. Well, your job is to go over there and talk to the beavers and clear out the trail. You're on the conservation.
We're on the conservation committee. There we go, Tracy. We'll take care of that. Sure.
All joking aside, hiking can be serious business, and anybody who's heard stories of dramatic rescues and fatalities knows that hiking Mount Washington and the Whites is even more so. And while the B group steers clear of the most treacherous climbs, the A group, some well into the 60-plus category, is still routinely bagging the biggest and the baddest peaks. So I asked, have there ever been any accidents?
I remember one where there was one hiker who was having problems. And it turned, you know, people just kind of surrounded him, took his pack, helped him walking along, tried to keep his spirits up.
That's Sue again. She wasn't yet part of the group when it suffered its one and only fatality. On July 19th, 1983, Fritz Ransom, a 79-year-old retiree from Texas, dropped dead halfway through a 17-mile hike. Another member, Jean Common, who said she had never hiked a day in her life until she turned 65, sat with Fritz's body while the others went to find help. There have been other scrapes and emergencies, a heart attack, an ulcer, but nothing else is tragic. Tracy Ripke says she hasn't seen more than a bloodied knee since she took over organizing the group. But still, as Jean Knox points out, age is a subject that cannot be ignored.
Given the fact that many of us, not all of us, but many of us are over the hill, whatever that means, there are various medical conditions, and most of us take medications of one sort or another. It's something to be very aware of.
That's one of the reasons the Over the Hill hikers eventually split into three groups. Rather than winding up injured, members tend to recalibrate as their bodies and their ambitions change over the years. The A's hit the Prezies, the B's do the 52 with the view, and the C's take shorter hikes and walks around the Sandwich area. Sue Spears has done it all.
Well, I was with the A's, I was with the B's, and now I'm part of the C's, only we didn't like being called C. We call ourselves the Turtles. And as we keep reminding people, remember who won the race. It was not the hare.
Sue is not the only one to tell me that the C group, the Turtles, are contemplative hikers. They stop to look at the view. They don't care about doing two mountains in one day. And best of all,
we always end with getting ice cream someplace on the way home.
Sounds like a pretty good way to live.
We actually looked. I wanted to read it first, but I
And back on the trail, I'm starting to think about lunch. And because I'm not retired, I get a pang of worry about how late it will be when I finally get back to work. But somewhere along the trail, from Black Mountain Pond back to the bumpy dirt road where we're parked, that mysterious hiking thing happens. When you're there in the sun-dappled woods and you find a rhythm and time falls away, I stop interviewing folks about the group and start talking about things that you don't often get to when sitting face to face.
So much has changed even in my lifetime.
Yep. Well, I think change in one's lifetime, I think, has always happened. All of a sudden you had the iPhone.
I learn about some secret hiking trails, legendary over-the-hillers who've passed on, and heard stories of late-life career shifts and hip replacements and heart stents. When we get back to Sandwich to say our goodbyes, I'm ready to grab a sandwich at the local cafe and hightail it back to the office.
Nice. Could we take a picture? Hi.
We tried, but it's glaring.
But instead, accept an invitation to sit down and eat lunch, followed by ice cream.
Exactly. You got to turn that thing off.
What's that? I'd say we've earned it.
One of the things actually I've noticed about this group is there are not a lot of spouse couples who hike.
So getting away from the spouse is part of the motivation?
No.
The spouse left at home does not want to hear that, let me tell you. Even if we're 70.